going to start with an overview of where we're at in this process. Then we're going to hear the petitions. We've got some time set aside for those. We've got three formal petitions from three different entities. I've allotted 15 minutes each for the presenters. Following those presentations, I'm going to bring it back to the commission just briefly to see if there's any questions of any of the petitioners. And then I have agreed to give Mac Menard a few minutes to present the discussion of the fourth option. It didn't come in the form of a petition, but obviously there's enough people here interested in that that I think we should have a moment for that discussion. I'll then open it up for public comment and on all the petitions, and we'll move on from there. And depending on timing, we may take a short break before comment, but I'm going to try and get a head count before we start comment so that I have an idea how much time I can allot to everyone. You're going to hear me say this again. When we do start comment, please try to be as efficient as possible. Make your point. Identify which petition you're supporting or which position you're supporting. But more importantly, kind of get in the queue in some way so that we're not losing time just starting the process of commenting. So we'll work through this together. And so with that, I'll start with Eileen. Or Becky.
Chairman Colton, commissioners, I'm not Eileen today, much to your dismay, I'm sure, but I am Becky Doctor, Chief Legal Counsel. I am going to do the overview of the process for petitions for individual rulemaking or individual petitions for rulemaking. I'll also talk about your authority for making a decision and what you should and can consider in considering these petitions today. The Montana Administrative Procedures Act provides, am I going in and out in this? Yeah, I'm concerned that's not going to come up, but administrative lawyers always want to make sure they're heard. The Administrative Procedures Act provides for the individual right for somebody to petition their agency, commission, board for a rule. And what that statute provides is to allow them to promulgate, amend, or repeal a rule. An agency is defined really broadly as commission, board, et cetera, and obviously that means you all are considered in that. The commission authority then is pretty basic. It just says within 60 days after submission of the petition, the agency shall deny the petition in writing or shall initiate rulemaking in accordance with the procedures on the for Administrative Procedures Act. So your two options are deny the petition, initiate rulemaking. It has been my opinion, and I'll talk a little bit more about the reasons why, that the easiest way and the best way for the record to stay straight is to, if you want to change the petitions, to deny it first and then initiate your own rulemaking. And I'll talk about why when I get to the decision-making portion of this. Basically, what it comes down to is you have the responsibility to keep a record, and the record's much more clear if you can keep it straight on what issues and for what purposes you're denying and which ones you're granting. And that makes it a lot easier when you either deny or you initiate rulemaking on the proposal before you instead of changing and amending that. That's obviously not required through the rule, but it is a in my opinion, a best practice and the easiest way to keep the record straight. We can talk about that more. So the process then, you already heard Chairman Colton talk about this. The statute does not require that you conduct a hearing, but because the commission only acts through its public meetings, you are conducting a hearing today, and it also allows you to develop record evidence. The record evidence then will be the perspectives from the petitioners answers to questions of the petitioners. You can ask questions of the department, and that will become part of the record, and then public comment as well, all of which you already heard that you would be taking here today. The 15 minutes allowed for the petitioners, and then so each petitioner can come up and speak on their own petition, and then questions come after that. The department is here to answer questions on those as well. And then the decision must be in writing and based on record evidence. In writing, I will personally help you do that writing, and so I would submit it to the chair, and we could confer on whether or not that actually reflects the decision, and we will work through that. Record evidence then, like I said, would be the presentations from the petitioners, the questions and answers from the petitioners, questions and answers with the department, and then anything submitted to you, which includes the petitions themselves and anything else that might come in today, and then interested persons from the public during your public comment time. So all of that becomes record evidence that supports the decision here today. And then the next steps. If you deny the petition here today, I will help write up a decision and submit it to the chairman, and we will work through that to ensure that it is accurate as to the reasons why the commission denied the petition. If you initiate rulemaking, initiate rulemaking on the petition itself, the legal unit will work with the petitioners to try and get the language right with regard to the petition so that we can submit to the Secretary of State a rule notice that reflects what is in the petitions themselves. If, in fact, you want to edit the petition during the time that you are deliberating here, we will take that information and put it into a rule and initiate rulemaking that way. The Secretary of State's process then begins, and the petition process ends. So that means that all of the rules for individual petitions are done, you've already addressed them, and you initiate rulemaking on the Secretary of State's process through the Administrative Procedures Act. Just in general, that means you file a notice of adoption that starts the whole process. You then have 30-day public comment or longer. You have hearings during the time and during the time in which that it's allowed, which is there are some days, specific days that you can, before which you cannot hold hearings and after which you can. Then you would take the public comment, and we will help you respond to those public comment, and then all of that's published in a final notice. But before that final notice of adoption, we would come to the commission again and have your approval on that final adoption. What that means is, pursuant to public comment, you can then again change the rule. So if you initiate the rulemaking on the petition, just as the petitioners have petitioned, you still have the option to change that during the Secretary of State's process through that 30-day public comment, and then thereafter during your final decision on the rule. So I'm just going to pause there and make sure that there aren't any questions on that.
Questions of Becky?
Yes, Becky. So if there was a change made, would then it go out to public comment for another period of time, or is the decision made at that meeting?
Chair Colton, Commissioner Brower, I wanted to call you Commissioner Logan. But that's a good question. It kind of goes back to those same discussions we've had before the commission, where we would be in a perpetual cycle of comment, response, if every time there was a respond to comments and a change to the rule, you went out for public comment. So that was the long way of saying, no, you don't have to go back out for public comment. As long as what you are changing the rule or amending the rule to be is in response to the public comments you've already gotten.
Becky, just again a clarification.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Becky, you know, I think that the we have a letter that came, two different letters that came from legislators suggesting that we did not meet the qualifications. The petition did not meet the qualifications for consideration under this rulemaking process. So, can you help us with that one? I'd like to start this off right.
Chair Colton, Commissioner Aldrich, of course, thank you. There were in the record submitted, and that will be considered part of the record evidence in this matter, two letters from legislators that did mention that the petitions themselves did not meet the requirements for submitting a petition. In our unit, in the legal unit, we looked at that, and we believe that that's not the case. We believe the rules have been followed for those petitions, and we actually have a document showing what's required and where it's found in the petitions, and we can submit that to this commission if that is of interest for you. It was a way for us to ensure that that before we proceeded with the matter, that we actually had complied with all the rules for submitting a petition. So if you're interested in that document, we can get that for you as well.
Thank you. I waded my way through the various rules that are in place already talking about that, and I'm glad we have an attorney to help
us. So I think that's all I have for you. I'm here throughout the whole process today. If you have questions on process or how you might proceed with some amendments, I'm certainly here to answer questions. If you have any now, I can answer those. Otherwise, I will sit.
Just quickly, Becky, if I understood what you're saying in the beginning, if we're going to take a petition and amend it and then send that out for rulemaking, that the easiest way to develop the record is to deny that petition, make our amendments, and then accept that petition, vote on that petition to go out for rulemaking then.
Chair Colton, yes, that is. And the reason why, I don't know if I made this very clear, is that in the statute for the allowance for individual petitions, it has a requirement that record evidence have to include many things and that the decision has to be based on that record evidence. So to continue, especially for a petition that's as lengthy as these are and include so many different issues, it would be difficult to tie record evidence to each one that you agree with and then amend the ones and have a decision for those. And so to keep it clean, I think the best practice would be to just deny that and initiate your own rulemaking on a rule that may include pieces of the petitions and might include other pieces that you would prefer. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. And then just again, real briefly, because it is it's kind of a broad, I think the answer is kind of broad, but other than denying, accepting, denying and amending, what other authority does the commission have here today in terms of decision making for the topic that's at hand?
Chair Colton, thank you. The authority, the substantive authority for the commission is that it makes the rules on the use of lands and waters in the department. And so your authority is broad for what you can do here. But when there's a petition that comes in, like the three that we've seen here, your authority is limited to those options. And so while you have the substantive authority to make these rules that they are requesting, you are required to respond to each one of these petitions and give them the time and the ability to develop their record and then respond to those. And so you do have the authority to make these rules, as you already know, but your authority is today limited to addressing these petitions and then whatever else you might want to do with the Madison. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, with regard to the petition, that's the breadth of our authority. But we have authority to start to pass a regulation, a fishing regulation today, not a final by any means, but you know, after this process, there's other authorities that the commission still has.
Chair Colton, yes.
And it's not confined to just rulemaking.
Chair Colton, no, it is not confined to just rulemaking. You do have regulation setting process, as you know, every year that can include changes to the Madison as well. Thank you. I'll be here All day, if need be.
All right, let's go ahead and start with the petitions. And up first is the, I think we took these in order of when we received the petitions. So